Welcome to the Healthcare IS podcast, where we tackle today's challenges in the health IT workforce. Broadcasting live from Sacramento, California, here's your host, David Cushon.
Okay, welcome to our tip segment of today's podcast. Today, we're going to talk about the topic of getting a contract or building a practice. So we're working with consultants on a regular basis who have maybe been employees of consulting firms and have decided, for any number of reasons that we've always discussed in the past, they've decided to become more of an independent contractor. And as we've talked about before, that doesn't mean that they run their own business. They could still do this on a W-2 basis. It's just somebody who's finding their employment on a contract-to-contract basis. And one of the points that we make for people getting into contracting as a whole is where they want to be 2 or 3 years down the road, because there's a couple of ways to go about this. For some people, they're considering contracting for any number of reasons, but they see it as something that they may do for 1 to 2 or 3 years max and then move on to something else. And for a lot of those people, they'll look, of course, for contracts that need someone with their specific skill sets or knowledge base. They'll take the contract, and they kind of have a mindset, though, that primarily due to convenience, they'd like to stay with that organization or on that contract as long as possible. The original time frame might only be for, say, 6 months. They'll get extended onto another type of project, or go-live dates might be pushed back, or additional enhancements might be put into place, and that 6 month contract might turn into a year and a half, or you know, say a year to 2 years. And each time they get extended, they'll take it, or each time they're offered an extension, they'll take it. So what happens with this type of an individual is, say, 3 years into contracting, they've had maybe 2 to 3 projects. And again, if somebody wants to then get out of contracting because maybe at that point in time they're feeling like they're a little burnt out on the travel or any number of reasons, that may work out just well for them. But then there's also people who get into consulting on a contract basis, thinking that this might be something they want to do for a period of time. And they'll go out and, you know, they'll know what their specialty is, and they'll take engagements where the organization can utilize their skill sets and knowledge within their specialty. They'll go perform, say, a 4 to 6 month contract, might be a little bit longer, and then they'll move on to the next one. They'll move on to the next contract with the next client in their area of specialty. And in following that pattern, this individual who goes from contract to contract on a regular basis at the end of 3 years might have been on, instead of, say, 2 to 3 contracts, they might have been on, let's say, anywhere from 5 to 8 contracts. And so this is where I see a big turning point, because after the 3-year mark, that's when organizations where you might have done work for 3 years earlier might be in the typical cyclical nature of beginning to start new projects. And if you did a good job for them before, I see a very consistent pattern of companies reaching back out to consultants who've done a good job for them. So if you take an approach where you're looking at something long term, when you hit that 3-year mark, if you've been at 7, 8, 9 different clients, you're going to begin to have some repeat business. We have a number of independent contractors that work with us at Healthcare IS who've been on projects through us for the past 3-4 years, who we get calls for, and they're being asked for by name. So if you give a little bit of thought to how long you truly want to be a consultant for, particularly if you're in independent contracting, and you think it's something you want to be in for more than 2, 3, 4 years, thinking about taking multiple contracts each year so that when you're 2, 3, 4 years in, you've actually been at 7, 8, 9 different places is the path to take if you want to get to a point where you're eventually going to have some repeat business and more work consistently coming your way. Okay, welcome back to the interview portion of our podcast. Today, our guest is Dave Wolf. Dave's been with us here before. He's the founder and principal consultant at FusionRx. He's a pharmacist with over 10 years experience focusing in pharmacy IT, CPOE systems, implementation systems, and optimization. Dave's worked with a variety of applications over the years and within the industry, specifically in the Siemens Pharmacy, Sorian CPOE, and also has experience and exposure to McKesson Pharmacy, Meditech, and CareFusion. Dave, welcome to the show today.
Good afternoon. How are you doing, David?
Great, thank you. So I know the last time you were on the show, we talked about how you transitioned into the role of pharmacy IT and informatics. And today, we're starting a new series and trying to give our listeners a perspective on the different avenues of consulting and specifically some of the differences between working for a consulting firm and being in more of a contract and independent consultant. So just to start off, tell us a little bit of an overall in terms of how long you've been consulting and what originally attracted you to consulting.
Well, thanks, Dave. I've been in consulting since 2002, and like many professionals, the reason I got into consulting was during a transition period of my career. At the time, I was the VP General Manager with CVS ProCare. It's CVS Pharmacy General, or especially Pharmacy Division. And through acquisition and merger, everyone VP and above was displaced. So I took the next 6 months to really decide what I want to do next. And during that period, I had the opportunity to implement a Siemens pharmacy system at a brand new startup hospital in Indiana, specifically in Indianapolis. I took the engagement and thus began my career in consulting. So like many others, one door closes, another one opens for me.
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting about your career is that when you got started, unlike most people who maybe get started working for a consulting firm, you got started more as an independent consultant, but then took the avenue back into working for an organization as one of their employees. Can you tell me a little bit about the transition and what your mindset was at the time?
Yeah, when I took that implementation project on, I was an independent contractor, a company of one, and that led to other opportunities for me, and through a partnership with a pharmacy management organization at the time, other projects opened up, and I actually hired additional consultants to work with me and started a small company later in 2002 to support those needs. After about 3 or 4 years of doing that, one of my clients offered me a position, and again, one challenge you have in consulting is you have your head down in a project and you don't look up and see what projects are on the horizon, so you've got to really manage your pipeline well. At the time, work started falling off a little bit, so I took the opportunity to join the consulting division of a large drug wholesaler. Did that for about 2 years, and then got the opportunity started popping up again to get back into CPOE and with the advent of CPOE and a lot of opportunities and need for implementation support, I ventured back into the independent contractor role and continued to grow my business again. So from 2006 to 2008, I did venture back as an employee with a firm, but quickly got back into it by mid-2008.
So when you went back in 2008, what were the driving factors for you at that time?
Well, at that time, CPOE was just in its infancy, and there was a lot of talk about the stimulus package offered by the government for hospitals to engage in the electronic health record, and computerized physician order entry was a key component of that. Looking out over the next 5 to 8 years, I saw a lot of opportunity in that space and decided to take a step back into kind of somewhat of the unknown and a little anxiety-producing, but I left a very secure job with a lot of opportunity to take on a 3-month project through Siemens to get back into the CPOE world. I chuckle when I say a 3-month project because it turned into 24 months by the end of it, as happens with many projects like that. So it's when you see the opportunity and the marketplace shifting, I saw greater opportunities getting back into that space versus continuing to work for the firm that I was working with.
That have turned out to be longer engagements than the original date you were given when you took the project.
Yeah, let's just talk about the CPOE space. I've probably done 15 CPOE implementations, anywhere from just providing the oversight to actually diving in and doing the full build from start to end and to go live status. Of those, I dare say at least 30% of them started out as a 3 to 6 month project, and they continued on, some for 2 to 3 years. Kind of ebbs and flows a little bit. Sometimes it's, you know, full effort, full 40 hours a week in billable time. Others, it may go down to 10 hours a week, but the key was to keep multiple projects in the pipeline, multiple engagements going in parallel. And I just want to say some more about, you know, that pipeline, because I think when we're talking about independent contractors and what are some watch-outs, and I briefly mentioned earlier that when you're engaged in a project, oh, I've got a six-month project, I have nothing to worry about for 6 months. After about 5.5 months, you look up and you say, oh my gosh, in 2 weeks, it looks like this project may be ending. What's next? And how I filled that pipeline was through alliances with companies like HealthcareIS and a strong professional network of just letting folks know that you're out there. Now, Dave and I have done a couple of these podcasts and just getting the word out as to the type of work we do. That feeds my pipeline when it allows me to focus on my projects. And partnering with a company like HealthcareIS, they kind of become your sales and marketing team that promotes the good work you've been doing.
Well, thanks. I think that's one of the things that concern a lot of people who think about doing projects on more of a contract basis. They think they have to find their next engagement on their own. Theoretically, that's true, even though working through someone like HealthcareIS is an avenue to find their next engagement on their own, but they just don't take the time to form the network or partnership. And it's not something that has to take a lot of time, maybe just a couple of hours a week. That can certainly help build some relationships down the road. Many people feel they need to start off with a consulting firm. Knowing what you know now, how do you feel about that, Dave? You started as an independent. You joined an organization as well. If you were somebody who was new to consulting and looking to get in, you know, get to an organization, do you think it's necessary for them to start with a consulting firm? Maybe if it is or isn't necessary, when would it be good to start with a consulting firm? And in your opinion, what if you're the type of person who doesn't need to start with a consulting firm?
As you kind of allude to, it really depends on the individual. If you've always worked in the hospital, for example, as a staff pharmacist or a director of pharmacy, and possibly even a pharmacy informatics specialist within the hospital setting, stepping out of that type of position directly into an independent contractor role can be overwhelming. Advice I give is somebody who may not have done any consulting in the past, connect with the right consulting firm. And what I mean by that is a firm that can teach you consulting. A lot of firms are out there that they hire a lot of independent contractors and you get very little guidance. If somebody just wants to try consulting, join a firm that has the right training, subject matter training, the skill set training to become an excellent consultant. It is a different way of approaching things. It's a bit of sales. It's a bit of subject matter expertise. It's a bit of looking at a situation and creating opportunities out of it. So it really depends on the individual. There are some strong firms out there that provide up to a year of training, and that may be of value. The downside of joining a firm is you may not be able to go go off on your own as an independent contractor without some constraints, some non-compete constraints, carving out certain clients that you can't continue to support. So keep that in mind as you make that decision.
Yeah, that's a really good point. In wrapping up here today, Dave, to somebody who's given this some thought, whether they work at a hospital or they are working with a consulting firm right now, to become a consultant on more of a contract-to-contract basis, are there a couple key points that you can help, or I should say a couple key points that you can make to help somebody make the best decision for themselves?
Yeah, as I think about that question, Dave, the first thing that comes to mind is that as a contractor, an independent contractor, you're going to make more money than you would as a staff position virtually in any organization. The reason for that is you don't have much overhead. You basically have the overhead of maybe an office, a computer. The key is you have to realize that there's tax implications of being an independent contractor or starting a company. You pay individual as well as corporate taxes. You've got to find and pay for your own benefits. So there's the things that the factors you have to consider before stepping out on your own. The key is, you know, you're a sales team of one. So as I mentioned earlier, make sure you have a strong network to get the opportunities in your pipeline. Make sure you're going in with eyes wide open. The hourly rate may sound very appealing, but there's costs for that too, as I mentioned, with taxes and benefits. But the opportunities far exceed those constraints in my mind. And the growth potential is what you make it. So continue to do good work on every project that you're engaged in. That's what sells. So participate in any, you know, trade organizations you're part of. Publish what you do, and your work will sell itself.
That's really good advice and some good points, I think, that really determines what's important to them and where they want to be down the road, which can sometimes be a challenge when someone is on more of a traditional career path in a hospital setting. From what I've seen, it seems the two paths become crystal clear as to which is best for each individual. So again, what we're trying to do here is provide perspectives that people can go off, that they can go off and make the best choice for themselves. So thanks for sharing that with us today. Overall, Dave, I really appreciate the opinions you've shared today. I know there's going to be a lot of value to the listeners. I know we get a lot of feedback from the last time you were on the show and sharing your thoughts. So again, I really appreciate you coming back on the show today. Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. And let me know if you have any other questions, Dave. I appreciate the opportunity.
Great, Dave. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, that wraps up our interview with Dave Wolf. And with that, we're coming to the completion of our podcast. Remember to go online and take a look at the show notes on our blog. The blog can be found at healthcareis.com, www.healthcareis.com. Look for those show notes. We're certainly open and would love to have any recommendations or comments. Maybe put a post on that blog. Any advice you have for us or anything else you'd like to see in a future show. Don't forget to get connected with us on Google+. We're on Facebook. We've also got a Twitter feed. All of those are HealthcareIS. Check into those regularly to see constant updates for industry news, job opportunities we have, contract situations, and just an additional way to be in touch with HealthcareIS and anyone on our team. With that, we look forward to seeing you next month.